The question was asked, we find that when Shaul sent men to capture David, so at one time Shaul was sending his men, and they came to Shmuel, who was by Nayot Barama, which Chazal say is not really the name of the place. It describes what he and David were learning. And when Shaul's men approach, so they take off their clothing, they start having prophetic vision. And when Shaul hears of this, Shaul wants so badly to connect Hashem a second time, so he himself comes. And then he actually attains another prophetic vision at that juncture. So the question was asked, was Shaul worthy of that at that time? Chazal tell us that people get prophecy not only when they're worthy. And this is a topic we discussed last week and the week before. We spoke about the response of the Rashba that discusses, if you recall, that when Hashem makes miracles, he won't make the hypotenuse longer, shorter than one of the sides. That miracles are within a certain realm of nature. That's what we discussed on the Rashba. And the idea that when all of Klal Yisrael received prophecy at Sinai, at the splitting of the Yam Suf, of the Red Sea, so then that was within the realm of what could happen. It was skipping forward over many stages. We also discussed this idea that prophecy is not always a sign of piety. As we see, Lavan gets a prophetic vision, right? Pharaoh gets a prophetic dream. Avimelech gets a prophetic dream. So you see that prophecy is not always a sign of piety. Nonetheless, by Shmuel and Shaul, it would seem that it falls under a different heading. The Ran, in his speeches, the Drashot HaRan, explains that sometimes just by standing next to someone very holy, so it's as though it overflows. It affects the people standing next to him. And so the Ran says, we find this in prophecy as well, that when one prophet gets a prophetic vision, people standing next to him, even if they're not worthy, will sometimes get an overflow, where the prophecy comes down on them as well. Moshe and the 70 elders outside the camp, or Shmuel, and all these people who come to him, suddenly they find themselves prophesizing. And what happens when a person prophesizes? At that moment, they have a clearer vision of what's important in life. And suddenly, royal clothing isn't important, and pursuing David isn't important. Life takes on a totally different meaning. That's why sometimes the prophet was called Meshuga, the insane one, because his behavior reflected a totally different value system. You looked at him and you said, that's not the way people behave. Sometimes. Sometimes if Shaul is prepared to take off all his royal clothing, because suddenly that's not what's important. Remember, hitherto he was ready to kill David over the throne, and now he himself takes off the royal clothing. That doesn't interest him. And Shaul actually, out of piety, wanted that prophecy. When he heard whoever came to Shmuel was getting prophecy at that point, he went there with the intention. Hopefully he would also leap forward. So that's the system seems to be the way the Ran explains, and Shaul's intentions seem to be pious. And prophecy can go on people even if they're not worthy, provided they're next to someone else who is worthy.